You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program on Tuesday, November 11th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is Veterans Day. Thank you to all who have served, the men and women who have worn the uniform, who continue to do so. We honor all of our veterans here on this Veterans Day 2025 from the old World Headquarters in downtown Madison of Civic Media at the intersection of State and Fairchild Zommers. How about that for hour number one? You had Terry Barr with a great, fascinating, insightful story on somebody who helped craft Veterans Day for the United States of America, a Wisconsinite named Harvey Higley. And by the way, you can find that entire 10-minute interview with Todd Pritchard, the Wisconsin Alumni Association, and Terry's great reporting at civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us. I'd encourage everybody to take a look at that.
Definitely. The link to that article is also in our show notes for the first hour, so the podcast description.
Thank you so very much. And then you had that, and then you followed up with Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Now, there's somebody that has their stuff together and is passionate about the state, and I appreciate her taking time and explaining what, to me, can be a very complex issue, the Affordable Care Act, and explaining why it is facing these very large increases, largely due, if not fully due, to Republicans and President Trump refusing to extend the tax credit. And I appreciate U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin offering an opportunity yesterday to her colleagues in the Senate saying, okay, you know, my eight Democratic colleagues voted to end this shutdown on the Senate side, to a compromise bill, which does not include ACA. But here I am, Senator Baldwin, with a solution. Let's do this for a year. Let's extend these tax credits for a year, so not just Wisconsinites, but Americans that use the Affordable Care Act, which we know from our conversations with guys like Dean Umbehan, a cattle farmer in Richland County. These are farm folks that are using the Affordable Care Act. These are small business people across the state of Wisconsin. They're single parents. There's all kinds of folks from all parts of the state that are relying on the Affordable Care Act, and not just the Affordable Care Act, but the first word in that, affordable, right? I mean, you can have access to it, but if you're like, hey, my premium's going from $150 a month to close to $1,000, well, what good? I mean, people, as the Lieutenant Governor said, people are going to have to make a choice going without food or, you know, maybe having to move in with a relative and giving up their apartment, or having health insurance. So that's not really affordable.
Right. Definitely not. And, you know, we have the information. We have statistics of who is all using the ACA. Mm-hmm. And yes, these subsidies were initially temporary for COVID. But then we found that there are far better health outcomes for people across the country. And so it kind of seems like something that we should continue.
And as Lieutenant Governor pointed out, Governor Tony Evers does not have the legal power to use the surplus in state funds to make up for this in Wisconsin. It has to come from the federal level. And if we would just tax, and we're not talking about successful farmers or small business people in this state, not talking about that. We're talking about, as Chuck Collins from Patriotic Millionaires was on this program and pointed out, we're talking about people making $40-50 million a year and higher. So your 50 millionaire bracket up through your billionaires. Those are the folks we're talking about. If those individuals and couples, whatnot, would be paying their fair share of taxes, because there's no reason that a guy like Jeff Bezos, who creates spaceships that look like a flaccid symbol or whatever, a phallic symbol, and is running Amazon. And look, we all enjoy Amazon, or a lot of us do. But there's no reason the guy like that should be essentially paying no taxes when he's worth billions of dollars. And you've got hardworking farmers in this state and small business people and individuals trying to provide daycare, and they're being taxed to the nose.
Right. And another thing that the patriotic millionaires propose is not taxing the first $45,000 of income.
Right.
So then you don't hit the people who are just scraping by, and you do hit all the people who have enough money to swim in.
Right. Well, that would be nice if that would happen.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Well, it's good to keep talking about it, and I appreciate a thoughtful conversation with Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez on this subject. Summer is 11 minutes coming up on 12 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Did you watch the Packers last night?
I didn't watch the whole game. I went to bed around halftime. I was just really tired.
I was too. I forced myself to stay awake because I thought, no, they're going to come back, and I got to be able to see this to talk about it.
Well, that didn't really happen.
That did not happen. No.
I was honestly, I didn't really want this to happen, but there's a part of you that does. Mm. I wanted it to be, after overtime, a 0-0 tie, because then we'd have a 40-40 tie and a 0-0 tie in the same season. I just want to see what the commissioner would do about that.
That'd be crazy. And I think, don't quote me on this, but I think the folks at Monday Night Football said the 0-0 tie was the first 0-0 tie in Monday Night Football since, 2009.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time. Packers lost last night 10-7. I get it. Conditions were bad, but the Packers had a chance to tie it as time expired, and they ran out their lame kicker, and I mean physically lame, and it wasn't even close. I'm telling you, bring back Haversick. Bring back the substitute teacher. The defense for the Packers looked great by and large, holding the Eagles to only 10. But this, I mean, I get it. You got Matthew Golden out, our great sports reporter. Mike Clemens was telling us yesterday. Golden was out. You had Tucker Kraft, great tight end, out. But boy, howdy, this is professional football, professional sports. You got to be more than one deep. And the offense for the Packers, not good at all. Not good at all. So we'll see if the Pack can get back on track. But teams that are on track, so far, the Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team, number 24 Wisconsin, hosts the alma mater of David Letterman. Do you know what that is, Summers?
No, I do not.
Ball State University. Ball State University in Indiana. Ball State here in Madison against number 24 Wisconsin. You can hear the broadcast tonight with the pregame show starting at 7 o'clock. You can hear it on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, WLAK in Amory, WRCE in Richland Center, and WJSM in beautiful Ironwood, Michigan. I love the fact that we're penetrating the UP with Wisconsin sports now.
We are, although I may have used a different word.
Very good. We appreciate all of you listening. By the way, it's coming up on 15 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for a Wisconsin fun fact. Here we go.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of beauty, with your hillsides and your
That's right. Plains. Time once again as the official. Speaking of, maybe we should get rid of the official state ballot and we'll exchange it. We'll say we'll get rid of the Wisconsin state ballot in exchange for making Veterans Day an official state holiday.
I mean, we could do both.
All right, very good. All right, here we go. On November 11th, 1964, the Rolling Stones first performed in Wisconsin to a crowd of 1,274 fans at Milwaukee Auditorium. It's hard to believe a young Keith Richards was only 74 years old in 1964. And that's today's Wisconsin fun fact. By the way, Keith Richards could do more today than I can. And he's 20 years older than me or something like that.
It's crazy. You know, some,
he's timeless.
Some people just are so active and able to do anything up until the day they die, no matter how many drugs they take. allegedly.
What's that line from Love Actually, where the rock singer, he's on that television show and he looks at the camera and he says, "Kids, don't waste your money on drugs." And then he has a beat and he says, "Become a pop star and they'll give them to you for free."
Yes, exactly. That's what he says. Yeah, it's don't buy drugs, become a pop star, yeah, and give them to you for free.
That's a great line from Love Actually. Yes, by the way, if you're wondering, it is a Christmas movie. Coming up on 17 past the hour of 3, time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 10 news talk sports channels, stations, in the Civic Media News Talk Network. All right, this is pretty good. I guess timely, but maybe not super. But the weather's getting cold. Here's the connection. The weather's getting cold, and for those, although a lot of people can't afford to go much of anywhere right now, maybe to an indoor water park at Wisconsin Dells, all right? And also with the flights the way they are, who wants to get on an airplane these days and be stranded at an airport overnight? But today's category, what's worse, beach or pool? Beach or pool? And we're not talking about billiards. We're talking about like swimming pool, like swimming in a pool. What's worse, beach or pool? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What is worse, beach or pool? You can also, J.R. LaCrosse, listening to us up there on WLCX. He's J.R. LaCrosse. Thank you, new listener, new texter. He agrees with me. Yes, bring back the substitute teacher kicker. Absolutely. Haversick. Longest field goal in Packer history, by the way. That's what I'd do. But, you know, that's why I'm sitting here just bellowing on a radio and not on the sideline of a professional sports team. You can text us, what's worse, beach or pool? You can text us on the old Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it today. Here's why. Not just so you can participate in our little dog and pony show, but help yourself. Because coming up, and I've been told I'm not really supposed to talk about it, so just take that. But here's the deal. Come close to the speaker of your radio. There's a contest coming. A text to win holiday contest. Yes, there's a contest coming. Another text to win contest.
Details. Didn't hear it from us.
Didn't hear it from us. But do yourself a favor, because the only way you can participate in the old text to win contest is download the Civic Media app. Do it on your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up a cute little CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It is free, the Civic Media app. Also, more text to win listeners win by listening to the Todd Allball Show than any other news program.
Many people are saying.
What's worse, beach or pool? Beach or pool? Well, we'll get this. We have some answers coming in here on the stream. We'll get to those after that. Take your phone calls as well. What's worse, beach or pool? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We will answer those questions. Have farm news the way from Pam Yonke and ice. Will never bother me, right? Right? We'll explain later on as the Allball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media. Radio.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Kenny Chesney, a Corona, and the Pacific Ocean. What more do you want? Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. 23 now past the hour of 3 o'clock, right smack dab in the middle of today's edition of What's Worse? Question, the category, beach or pool? What's worse, beach or pool? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Off the text line. Via the aforementioned Civic Media app, Steve in Lodi, who is listening on WMDX, simply says the pool is worse. All right. I'll take that for what it is. Our own Casper, working hard in engineering, listening on WMDX in Madison, says pools are worse. Nothing beats sitting on the beach. Now, here, Casper is exactly right about this. I'm kind of giving my answer away. But it's not just the water, you understand. It's sitting on the, soaking up the saltwater air. Or I guess you have a freshwater beach too, but I tend to think more saltwater. It's not just the what. Casper's right. It's sitting on the beach. All right. Now here, so far, this might be the text of the day so far. Terry, listening on WAUK, Milwaukee, Waukesha, says, are you asking jellyfish versus used Band-Aids?
Well, kind of, yeah.
That's hilarious. Because I've spent a lot of time in the ocean, the Pacific Ocean in particular. I've seen, but thank God I've never stepped on or been stung by a jellyfish. Have you, Zomers?
I've never been to an ocean.
All right. Well, that takes care of that. Because if you got a jellyfish in the pool, you got a problem. But it could be painful. Never had it happen. So you got jellyfish in the ocean, but yes, to was it Ryan's point, go to some of these big wave pools. And I mean, I'm not trying to hate on anybody, but some of these places, you have a Band-Aid floating by, and you're like, Judas Priest. You know, I mean, hopefully there's a lot of chlorine. What's worse, beach or pool? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the North Woods. And Ollie in the North Woods, Ollie, beach or pool? What's worse?
Well, they equally have their drawbacks. For me, the beach is harder because it has so much sand and I have to use either canes or walker.
All right.
So that's a drawback. But you don't get a beautiful sunset over a swimming pool.
Yeah, very rarely, right? Unless it's situated right. But yeah, you're absolutely right. But indoor swimming pool, you're not going to get that sunset. Agree,
never.
Ollie. Right. Appreciate you, Ollie. Thank you. By the way, now is it? I think we've got more snow here in the south. Is it very snowy up there in the North Woods?
Oh, I haven't seen any snow.
Yeah,
here.
See? We've got more in the south.
Few flakes here and there. But I would like to do a shout-out to all the vets and all those who are currently serving our country, including the wonderful National Guard mm-hmm. who are protecting some of our cities when they really would rather be home with their family.
Yeah, well said, Ollie, that a lot of these folks just followed orders. They don't want to be there
yep.
any more than we
Everyone
do.
Everyone should shake their hand
right.
regardless. Mm. They're just doing what they gave an oath to do.
Right. Appreciate you, Ollie. Thank you very much. Indeed. Happy Veterans Day to all of our men and women in uniform and those who have served. What's worse, beach or pool? John, up in Oshkosh, listening to WISS, says a pool is 100% worse. I try to blank out the cesspool of human biohazard we are all swimming in. Give me a freshwater beach any day. Len in Madison on WMDX says, my concrete answer is the pool is worse. Speaking of concrete, right? Joel, listening in beautiful Rothschild, Wisconsin, up there on WXCO out of Wausau, Bull Falls Radio, says, according to my wife, beaches are worse because you swim in a fish toilet. All right. I mean, I get that. But I mean, a big ocean or whatever, I mean, yeah, all that stuff is at the bottom of the ocean, right?
I prefer to swim right next to a paper mill or wherever the heck RFK Jr. went swimming.
All right. What's worse, 855-752-4842, beach or pool, Zombers?
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating, and it gets everywhere.
You're an anti-sand guy.
I just wanted to play that because, you know. But no, I think with the caveat, as I said before, I've never been to an ocean. So I haven't been to a good beach, you know.
You've been to like a freshwater beach?
Yeah, like Lake Michigan or stuff. You know, not that there aren't any good beaches on Lake Michigan, but I haven't been to a proper capital B, beach.
Right.
I am going to say that beach is worse, at least the ones that I've been to.
All right.
Mostly because I have to wear compression socks every day, and they don't interact well with sand.
So you can't even take them off when you're, like, walking in the water.
Oh, well, the water is good because it compresses also. Oh, but I have to have them off to walk down the beach, and I'm not going to put them back on until I get back and
Couldn't
get all
you get,
the
sand like, off. Rubber ones where, like, waterproof?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know either. That's what I'm asking.
I'll have to look into that, I guess.
Rubber socks, you know.
That seems bad.
Well, I mean, but then you can enjoy the beach and not faint.
That's true. And if I'm not going in the water, I can just keep the socks on anyway.
That's exactly right. Not even close for me. The pool is worse because it's easier to spread out, find your own space on a beach. And I agree with Casper. It's the ambiance of the beach and Ollie, the sunset. And it's Kenny Chesney. And it's having a beer on the beach and watching the people go by and the... Give me a palm tree. Get me a Calgon. Take me away. Come on back after the farm news. We'll talk about ice and also news you can use from Woodman's. It's employee owned. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 35 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Tuesday, November 11th, 2025. Happy Veterans Day. To especially all of those that have served, that have worn the uniform here and abroad in the state of Wisconsin, in the United States, around the world. That means something to those of us who did not serve. And thank you. My Grandpa Wallace, my mom's dad served, was a veteran, very, very proud of that. And fewer and fewer World War II veterans left, by the way. Then it's going to go to the Korean War, Vietnam War, then the Gulf War. I mean, all these, and whether they served in wartime or not, they're all heroes. So thank you. That's why we have the flag on the set here today. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, what used to be Twitter, Twix, Twitter X, whatever you want to call it here. And many thanks again to Terry Barr for being on the show earlier. Go to civicmedia.us and read Terry's reporting on this guy named Harvey Higley, who I did not know anything about until today when I stumbled upon Terry's reporting at civicmedia.us. It's a great story of this Wisconsinite, Harvey Higley, who helped change Armistice Day to Veterans Day, who got us the GI Bill in large part to help veterans go back to school after they'd served, who helped integrate racially our veteran services. This guy should have a statue in Wisconsin, Harvey Higley. And we should also change the fact that we're the only state in the country that does not list Veterans Day as a state holiday. So I'm all on board for that. We're going to work with Terry Barr. That will be a question to every gubernatorial candidate that comes on the show. Would you be willing to sign a bill making Veterans Day a state holiday? We already have our answer from Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, who has already said yes. She was on the show earlier today. All right, here's a little news you can use on the lighter side. And now I've told you on this, told this show before. Several years ago, I was in the coffee business after I left the Republican Party and got out of state politics, pursued a longtime passion and dream of opening up a coffee shop in Madison, buying coffee directly from farmers in El Salvador. And we weren't big enough to like buy from the big Citco, and I don't like to buy a lot of stuff from those places anyway. I like to buy local when I can. So one of the things, we wanted to make sure we bought Wisconsin milk. Organic Wisconsin milk. So we would occasionally use Sassy Cow Creamery here in Dane County, but more often would use Organic Valley milk. And it was cheapest at Woodman's on the west side of Madison. But I would go there late after I got the shop all closed up and got things ready for the next day. Oftentimes, it would be 11:30 midnight before I would get to Woodman's to go shopping for supplies for the next couple of days. And, you know, you're a little punch drunk. Not that I had anything alcoholic to drink. I was too tired. But you're worn out. You're goofy. There's really nobody around but the stock people at that hour of the night or early morning. And my friends and I We love you. Know, I'm here to promote you. Woodman's is a great company, employee owned. But Phil Woodman, we should try to get Phil Woodman on the show, Summers. Phil Woodman is one of the iconic owners of Woodman's. And he has a distinctive voice and mannerism when he stands in front of these big displays of toilet paper and whatnot, and he does the TV ads. And I'm greatly entertained. Do you understand? By Phil Woodman. It's fantastic. So I thought, well, this will be fun for my friends and I propped up my cell phone with the video on in the aisle, and I stood across from it next to a big display of toilet paper, Charmin. And I recorded my own Woodman's ad just for my own silliness and to amuse my friends. So I can't figure out how to transfer this over so Zomers can show you on the video. But I'm going to play you now. This was about 7 years ago. I was at a Woodman's at midnight, and I recorded my own Woodman's promo. So here we go. I'm not sure how good the audio will be, but we're going to try this. This is my Woodman's ad standing in Woodman's doing my Phil Woodman impersonation. Oh, hang on. I messed that up. Hang on. Here we go. All right, here we go.
Hey, folks. Phil Woodman here with another great special. Scott Paper Towels, normally $5.99 a pack, now $4.99 for a six-pack. Better prices, better service, better products, because we're employee-owned.
Better prices, better products, sold by better people, because we're employee-owned.
So there you go. There's Todd's version. And there was, thanks to Zomers, the real Phil Woodman. Not bad for midnight.
Not bad.
On just, you know, off the fly. So you're like, Todd, why are you bringing up Woodman's? Because we have news you can use. Just coming across to Channel 3000, the CBS affiliate, because I know a lot of people shop all over the state at Woodman's. A headline, Woodman's implements cash policy change as penny supply runs dry. Now, Zomers, we've talked about this. They're not making pennies anymore. They're going extinct. So, Dateline, Onalaska, Wisconsin. Woodman's grocery stores have implemented new cash, but this is not a bit. This is real. Implemented new cash handling policies in response to a nationwide penny shortage, joining other regional retailers adapting to the end of U.S. penny production. The employee-owned grocery chain began rounding all cash transactions to the nearest nickel on Monday, yesterday. Purchases ending in 1 cent, 2 cents, 6 cents, or 7 cents are rounded down, while totals ending in 3, 4, 8, or 9 cents are rounded up. A more significant change takes place on December 8th, when Woodman's self-checkout registers will no longer accept cash payments. The self-service station will only process card payments, including debit or credit cards, Discover, Mobile Pay, EBT, food benefit cards, and Woodman's gift cards. Customers who prefer cash, mi comadre, cash is king, she says, those who prefer cash can continue using staffed checkout lanes. So you get to see a person if you want to do cash. Woodman's approach differs from Quick Trip's recent policy change, which rounds all cash purchases down in the customer's favor. The U.S. Treasury ended penny production in 2025. Woodman's posted notices this week explaining both policy changes to customers. So there you go, Zomers. The penny, once again, taking it on the chin.
Indeed. And make sure before you go grocery shopping that you know the place you're going will take your money.
Yes. That's really, I mean, you gotta make sure you plan ahead now in these days. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. We have Kurt in Madison calling in, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Kurt, you wanted to say something in regards to this being Veterans Day as we continue to mention and celebrate that today on this November 11th, 2025. Kurt in Madison on MDX. What do you got?
Yeah, well, good afternoon. Great fall day. For anyone that's not aware of Wounded Warrior Project, they're a great organization. The money is used wisely. There are many, probably more country musicians that back Wounded Warrior than anybody else I know. But if you're looking, you know, to do something different on Veterans Day, I encourage everybody to do that with their website, donate.
I think that's a great idea, Kurt. The Wounded Warrior Project is fantastic. Appreciate you calling, Kurt Madison, on WMDX. Also, I mention this every year for Memorial Day, that the actor Gary Sinise, and now I'm forgetting, I'm blanking on the other actor's name that does it with him, but they oversee and MC the National Memorial Service in Washington, D.C., and they're always promoting, they're very involved in the Wounded Warrior Program as well. So, yeah, Wounded Warrior Program, really great organization to get involved. And if you can afford to give a few bucks or a lot of bucks, would encourage you to do that as
and
well.
The website is woundedwarriorproject.org.
Very good. Woundedwarriorproject.org. And I would also encourage you to seek out your local veterans, VFW, American Legion Post. There may be organizations at your local hospital or clinic who are raising money locally to be spent locally on veterans, getting them providing transportation, because a lot of people live in rural areas in the state and they have to drive into Madison or Milwaukee, Green Bay, Eau Claire, Superior to get service. So do what we can to help out those veterans who have done everything for us. Great reminder, Kurt. Appreciate that. It is now 15 before the hour of 4 o'clock here. Wanted to mention this. As you know, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, a.k.a. ICE, is using an AI-powered system to monitor posts on social media platforms. But that's just a small part of this administration's domestic surveillance. Remember DOJ's data snatch and grab at Social Security, the IRS, and other federal agencies? Well, ICE is building a new system that combines your social media posts, the government's data on you, data from commercial sellers, facial recognition technology, and your geolocation. ICE plans to have dozens of analysts working 24/7, able to compile a dossier on anyone within minutes and make it available to all ICE agents in the field. A surveillance system of this scale has a name, Big Brother, first used in the book 1984 by George Orwell. But you're not in this country illegally, so you have nothing to worry about, right? This story doesn't affect you, right? Think again. This Trump has targeted for investigation any speech it considers anti-capitalist, anti-Christian, or anti-American. The next Trump could deem that your beliefs, your associates, your speech puts you on an enemy's list. The ICE surveillance system will rank America, once known as the land of the free, with China, North Korea, Oceania, and other regimes in its control of its own people. So yes, Virginia, this holiday season, there is a Big Brother, and he is watching you. Thoughts on this Veterans Day, as so many people went to war, were wounded, and so very many gave the ultimate sacrifice in order to protect the land of the free. I'm not exactly sure what I just read, this iteration of our country today, is what those folks fought for. And I would hope that we will all remember that moving forward and remember those people who did give their lives. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Milwaukee, WAUK, Charles in Milwaukee. About a minute, Charles, what do you got?
Yep. Hello, Todd. Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day.
My question is, what happened to all of the don't tread on me people? And I don't want the government in my business. The right. Government is
the
is
Tea Party folks. Yeah, my old party.
All of those, right. Where are all of those people at?
We have not heard a lot from them. Great call, Charles. Great point. Yeah, that's why Trumpism, MAGAism truly isn't conservative. Dick Cheney, it wasn't even conservative for Dick Cheney, for goodness sake. Come on back. Warren Buffett is Going Quiet. We'll explain great advice on the other side. It's the All Ball Show in Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. CBS or ABC News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A check of weather. Our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, on that tough Packer loss last night, 10-7 to the Philadelphia Eagles. But better news, hopefully, tonight. Number 24, Wisconsin men's basketball team taking on David Letterman's alma mater, Ball State, at the Kohl Center here in Madison. Pregame show at 7 o'clock. Clemens will have all the updates for you. Listen, in Richland Center, Wisconsin Rapids, Amory, and now in Ironwood, Michigan tonight. You can also stream it for free on the Civic Media app as well on those great stations. And then after Clemens, we'll have another great edition of the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6, followed by another great edition of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Quickly, want to go to the phone lines. WCFW, the Tap in Eau Claire. Steve in Eau Claire listening in. And Steve, you're in his talk about this information we're getting in now on customs immigration, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, looking to up their AI-powered systems to basically create a big brother system here in the United States. You have some insight quickly in your travels overseas.
Yeah, in 2019, I was fortunate to get to go to China for 3 months, and the first thing that they did when I walked in was snap my picture. And from there on, any place I went to, a tourist attraction or whatever, even walking around, I knew I was being tracked. And wow. It felt really, really, really creepy. And, you know, it was something that Steve Holzhausen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I mean the lion at the pharmacy.
Oh, that's fine.
So, you know, it was really quite strange. And,
yeah.
You know, and. So get the feeling, because I know that they were able to track me when I was walking around, too. A lot of cameras.
Wow. Creepy and also interesting. Thanks, Steve, for that perspective. And thanks for listening to us up there in the beautiful Chippewa Valley on WCFW, the Tap in Eau Claire. All right, I want to end with this. Many of you know the name Warren Buffett, one of the richest people in the world, the head of Berkshire Hathaway, who is stepping down as CEO, putting his kids in charge and other people. He wrote his final letter to the investors as chairman of the board at Berkshire Hathaway, and was put out either yesterday or this morning. And he starts out by saying, to my fellow shareholders, I will no longer be writing Berkshire's annual report or talking endlessly at the annual meeting. As the British would say, I'm going quiet, sort of. And then he goes on to talk a lot about the company and his kids, who are in their 70s, by the way. He's 95, I believe, taking over. And a lot about the company, offers some great things. And then I want to read this, if you allow me to. It says, a few final thoughts from Warren Buffett. On perhaps one self-serving observation, I'm happy to say I feel better about the second half of my life than the first. My advice? Don't beat yourself up over past mistakes. Learn at least a little from them and move on. It's never too late to improve. Get the right heroes and copy them. You can start with Tom Murphy. He was the best. Remember Alfred Nobel, later of the Nobel Prize fame, who reportedly read his own obituary that was mistakenly printed when his brother died, and a newspaper got it mixed up. He was horrified at what he read and realized he should change his behavior. Don't count on a newspaper newsroom mix-up. Decide what you would like your obituary to say and live the life to deserve it. Greatness does not come about through accumulating great amounts of money, great amounts of publicity, or great power in government. When you help someone in any of a thousand of ways, you help the world. Kindness is costless, but also priceless. Whether you are religious or not, it's hard to beat the golden rule as a guide to behavior. I write this as one who has been thoughtless countless of times and made mistakes, but also became very lucky in learning from some wonderful friends how to behave better still a long way from perfect, however. Keep in mind that the cleaning lady is as much of a human being as the chairman. I wish all who read this a very happy Thanksgiving. Yes, even the jerks, it's never too late to change. Remember to thank America for maximizing your opportunities, but it is inevitably capricious and sometimes venal in distributing its rewards. Choose your heroes very carefully and then emulate them. You will never be perfect, but you can always be better. The words of Warren Buffett as he steps down and retires from Berkshire Hathaway. I think Zomer's a good thing to remember anytime, but in particular on this Veterans Day, because if you read this entire letter from Warren Buffett about how fortunate he was to be born in America, and as rough as things can seem right now for a lot of folks, it's still a land of opportunity in many ways. And we have the opportunity, if we so choose, to take advantage of that and to be better people. So, again, I want to thank all of the people out there who have served this country, who have worn the uniform, who are our veterans, to say thank you very much for all you've done for this country.
Yes, and thank you to my dad, Andy Zomers, for your service in the Navy.
Very good. A naval officer. That's fantastic. Does he do anything special for Veterans Day?
Not really, but, you know, he has a hat for the submarine that he was on and things like that.
And that's a great reminder as well. A lot of people will wear the ball cap that has
particularly naval people,
the ship that they were on, or a Vietnam vet or a Korean War vet or a Gulf War vet. If you see that, simply walk over politely and say, excuse me, I just want to say thank you for your service. It'll mean the world. As Warren Buffett said, kindness costs nothing. Great show today. Really appreciate Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez for being here. Great reporting from award-winning journalist Terry Barr today. Zomers on the board. All of you for listening and calling and participating. We thank you and appreciate you more than you will ever know. Maggie Dawn is next. Todd saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.